Introduction. The statistics are against you. More than 50% of all travelers run into problems. While we hope that the worst you'll ever encounter is a seat back that won't recline or a dripping sink in your hotel room, there's a lot more that could go wrong. Hijackings, leeches, runaway trains, tarantulas, tsunamis, severed limbs, muggings, plane crashes, brake failure, UFO abduction, maybe a hotel fire while you're sleeping on the 33rd floor. Our advice is simple. Always be ready for the worst. We don't believe the response to the possibility of bad luck or danger is to stay home. For one thing, as we examined in our first book, The Worst Case Scenario Survival Handbook, sometimes adventure gets thrust upon you even when you're staying in or around the house. Go out and see the world, climb mountains, cross rivers, ride camels, sample the local cuisine, set a course for adventure. Just know what to do when your travels take a turn toward disaster. To provide you with as much help and protection as possible, we've taken an expansive view of what constitutes travel. A sandstorm might be an exotic foreign experience if you live in New Jersey, but not if you live in Saudi Arabia. If you live in Tahiti, knowing what to do if you fall onto subway tracks is a remote possibility, but if you live in Paris, New York, Tokyo, or other cities, it might well be a daily concern. A local excursion for one person might be completely foreign to another. So, for the purposes of this book, travel begins the minute you go out your front door, whether you are going across town or across the equator. These are the worst-case scenarios you could encounter, and these are the skills that could save your life. But even though we mean well and want you to feel reassured, we are not experts in safety or survival. We're just ordinary tourists, civilians, amateurs, two regular guys, albeit regular guys with a healthy dose of paranoia and a lot of curiosity. So, to deal with the threatening situations, we have again consulted experts in their fields. The U.S. Army and State Department, security specialists, pilots, railroad engineers, movie stunt people, counter-terrorist consultants, expedition guides, exotic creatures, zoologists, and demolition derby drivers, among others. Biographies of the experts are included at the end of the book. With their input and advice, we have constructed these step-by-step instructions on what you need to do in dozens of dire situations. To make this handbook useful, even on less eventful days, we also asked our legions of experts to provide us with their personal, insider approach to traveling and comfort. We've compiled an appendix with select strategies for packing, flying, lodging, and traveling in general, using their collective advice and our own experience. Rounding out the appendix is a list of extreme emergency phrases in 5 languages and a selection of physical gestures to avoid, since their meaning varies widely from country to country. If just once, whether tomorrow or in 10 years, you are called upon to apply the information you've learned in this handbook, you could save a life, your life or the life of someone you're with. This book could be your passport to survival. At the very least, it'll provide good information and entertainment for the armchair survivalist. Bon voyage.